With the scent from the flora and the glistening tears of the dew, the woods seemed even more heavenly than usual. And it crossed Onka's mind that if he was to die today, then to say goodbye in such beautiful surroundings would be much better than being killed running away and alone.
Onka, my friend! Over here!
Badger! I wasn't sure if I would get to see you again. The tours had me proper trapped earlier. But Harry, Arthur, the bats and the fish, they'll save my life. Auntie Claudia says that the tours are on their way, which means that you will be in danger too. I will really understand if you want to go and hide for a while.
Have you learned nothing, young Onkar? We are all committed to helping you, not just because we all admire your courage to escape, but because it is the right thing to do. Often doing the right thing is not the easiest, but the most rewarding, whatever the outcome. Now, come closer and listen very carefully to what I am going to tell you. It is very important.
For over 10 minutes, Badger and Onka were locked in deep conversation, and their bond was only broken when Claudia came back to report again.
The tours have been seen driving down from the old hall. They'll be here in minutes. My army will do their best to stall them a little more, but is everyone ready?
Yes, thank you, Claudia. I think we are.
As the sound of the barking dogs got louder, the woods took on an eerie air, as if something really terrible was about to happen.
We've got him!
Tizer, Scar, come here, boys, heel! Stand back, this badger looks like he could attack us!
It's killed the panther!
Put the dogs on the lead, and I'll try and take a closer look.
With the dogs secured on their leashes, the Tors made his way closer to Badger. He looked in disbelief at the amount of blood on the ground and gazed in horror at Badger's blood-stained mouth and claws. He stared at the lifeless body of the panther lying on the ground and with slow, deliberate steps encroached even further towards Badger, aiming his gun directly at his large head. Without warning, Badger leapt violently forward, trampling over the panther in his haste, his blood-stained teeth on target for the leg of the Tors. Stumbling back in total shock, the Tors fell heavily, letting go of his gun, which landed just in front of Badger.
It's gone mad! It's gone mad! Shoot it! Shoot it!
I can't! It's against the law! Look! It's picked up the panther!
Shoot it!
It's leaving! The panther's dead! Here's your gun. Come on, let's go!
No one could ever have predicted the events of that morning. Even the sun had decided to retreat in sorrow, and dark clouds began to cry. As the storm took hold, and raindrops bounced with vigour off the umbrella of leaves, nowhere remained dry. Even when the rain stopped, Bluebell Woods remained deathly quiet and almost numb.